My name is Kira Simonson, and I'm going to visit with my grandpa, Lowell Plow. Which congregation have you been a part of?
Well, let's see. Calumet, Houghton, Hancock, in Michigan.
Yeah, that's where you were born?
Yeah, I was born in Hancock. Then I was part of the congregation in Montana.
And then when did you come to Seattle?
I think it was in 1971 or two.
Somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
So many years.
Yeah.
What comes to mind when you think of God's kingdom?
It's the best place you could be.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I've been asked that question several times around here whenever they know that we have a huge bunch of kids and that I'm kind of a religious guy, in their opinion. So I've been asked that question quite a few times, yeah. It is as good a spot as you can be. I guess that's all I can say.
Yeah, I think that's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song or Bible verse that comes to mind when you think of Zion?
Yeah, what's 355?
This one is "The cross may be a burden that we carry."
Yeah.
Is that the one?
That's the one.
That's the one. Yeah, that's a nice song.
It is.
Is there anything in particular for why you really like that one?
Well, I've experienced many times what a burden the cross can be. So that's probably why it strikes me that way.
It has a really nice tune, too.
Yeah.
And what has God's kingdom meant to you in different phases of your life?
It's meant an awful lot. It seems like, to me, when I've been given the grace to keep my conscience clean, so many things seem to fall in place as a gift from God. You know, just during my life, things could go one way or the other, and it seems to me that most of the time it goes a good way. But you can't consider that to happen with sin on your conscience.
Right.
So, and that's been, has come very clear to me at different times.
Yeah, you got to take care of that first.
Right, yeah.
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 How have you experienced the care and love of Zion?
Yeah, that's another thing, that's the fellowship that you have in Zion. You'll never find it anyplace else. And we need that, the guidance of those companions to keep a clean conscience. And so many things are gifts that we have to think about for a while to realize that they're happening.
You can't make it alone.
No, you can't make it alone.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And the last question that they have here is, how do you know that this is God's kingdom?
Well, I guess from all the experiences, things that happen that I've interpreted as being gifts from God, and that's pretty much why I know this is God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for visiting with me about these questions.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Yeah.